The northern Afghan city of Kunduz comes under a new attack by Taliban militants from three directions. Police say government forces are fighting to prevent the militants from entering the provincial capital city. Witnesses say heavy artillery and gunfire could be heard in the center of the city. A spokesman for Kunduz police says heavy fighting is ongoing at three main entrances of the city. He says 20 militants have been killed, while security forces have also suffered casualties. This is the second assault by the Taliban on Kunduz since January this year. Kunduz province is on a strategic crossroads connecting the four points of Afghanistan. Earlier, our correspondent in Afghanistan, Faiz Khurshid, updated us on the latest Taliban attack on Kunduz.
Taliban have already attacked the provincial council's building, and they also seized the control of several police stations there. In Zakhel, district of Kunduz is now under the control of Taliban insurgents. Their flag is flying there, and Taliban insurgents can be seen now in major districts of Kunduz moving around, and it frightened people who live there. And the Afghan Ministry of Defense and the Afghan Ministry of Interior here in Kabul have announced that they are going to send more troops to Kunduz province to drive the insurgents out of Afghan villages there. But the attacks have inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan security force. The exact number of casualties has not been released yet, but we understand that over 24 Afghan security forces have been killed and wounded in these Taliban attacks. And it is a very dangerous place now, and heavy gun firing continues there. And in these attacks have, of course, questioned the ability of the Afghan government to drive Taliban insurgents from Afghan villages. In northern Afghanistan was once a very relative calm region, but now the Taliban influence and presence is growing there. Some local sources have told us that Pakistani and Arab nationals are also among these Taliban fighters.